Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
And that still holds true. I'm not backing down from that. A lot of people have asked me about that since I did the show. But the great parents do create great kids. And if you as a parent have the right attitude, doing the right things, creating the right environment for your kids to grow up in, you're gonna have some great kids. Now, I'm not saying that they're gonna get out there and deal with the wrong crowd. I'm not saying that they're not gonna get out there and get with the wrong people. They may do that. But if you try to keep them grounded and close, they probably won't stray away too far. And if they do stray away too far, they'll be with the right people. That's my concern, that they don't get with the wrong crowd. Okay? So try to keep your kids close. Try to teach them the right thing. Try to teach them to have an upbeat and positive attitude about anything that they do. All right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today's episode is entitled, "Those People That Hate President Obama, Put Him in Office." Those people that hate President Obama, put him in office. And a lot of times I don't get into politics, but because a lot of people have asked me about this, I wanted to do a show on it. I wanted to talk about it. And you can call in and voice your opinion, or you can just listen, which most people do. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number. You can call in at any time. Lines are open, and I'll put you on the show. On the air, you can voice your opinion about this. Now, I'm wondering what's the agenda that people are looking for who hate President Obama. And because these are the same people that put him in office. Why are they so hell-bent on dragging him through the mud? I don't know. Is it because he's not white? Y'all say he's black, but he's not black. He's not white. Right? He's mixed. He had an African father and a white mother. But maybe someone can help me understand this as well. When you have a white mother or a white father and a black mother or a black father, when they become an interracial couple and they have a kid, why is the kid considered black? Why is the kid never considered white? I have to do a show on that. Maybe I'll do that tomorrow. But why is it that the kid is considered black and not considered white? What's the deal there? Okay, so Obama is considered a black man. That's the deal. He's considered a black man. So, with that being said, it has to be. Part of the reason that people hate Obama, it has to be race. okay? Another part of the reason that people hate Obama, it has to be because he wants things differently than they do, than they do. Okay? So if you're in a position of power and I'm not, and I have something that I would like to do or say or have happen, and I'm not in a position of power to make it happen, to say it, you are. You are in a position to do it. You are in a position to say it. And but you don't have the same thought that I have. You have a totally different thought than I do. You don't want it to happen the way that I want it to happen. But you're in a position of power. But you don't want it to go the way I want it to go. That's a problem that I'll have with you. So I believe that a big part of this hate is that he goes in a direction that a lot of that people that are putting the hate out there don't want him to go. But remember this, guy, and don't ever forget this. And I heard President Bush say this, the young Bush. I heard him say that when you're in the presidency, when you're hold the highest office in the land, no matter what you do, which way you go on something, there are going to be people out there who are good with that, and there are going to be people out there who are not good with that. No matter where you go, no matter how you say it, no matter how you do it, that's going to be there. Okay? I love dogs. Some people don't like dogs. They like cats. So if I put out there that I'm a dog lover and this and that, and I'm not a cat lover, they're going to be against me. They're going to wonder why I'm not a cat lover. Well, I'm wondering why you're not a dog lover. But that's no reason to hate me. And that's no reason for me to hate you. But with President Obama, he's been a president that comes into office on bad, bad terms. There are bad, bad things going on in the United States when he come into office because of previous presidents, because of previous non-black presidents. Y'all with me? This thing didn't just start with him. He isn't the first president of the United States. He isn't the last president of the United States. He isn't the first president you're going to disagree with. He isn't the last president you're going to disagree with. And so why are people so hell-bent on dragging him through the mud? Why weren't these same people hell-bent on dragging George Bush, Bill Clinton, Ford, Reagan, whom, all these guys through the mud? Why not? But now because you got social media and supposedly so many people can put their voice, their opinion, and put their things out there, Facebook and all this kind of crap, is that they do it. They hide behind the computer and write down what they want to say. Type in what they want to say. okay? But they don't know what the hell they're talking about. You've been seeing gas prices dip and dip. They're below $3 a gallon right now for regular gasoline. It's below $3 a gallon. I wonder what happened to gas prices. Why has gas gone down so far? Because President Obama has ordered more production in the United States, less import, okay? So we're not importing as much gas and oil into the United States. We're doing more production here. He's ramping up production here in the United States. Why continue to give our money to foreigners to bring oil here when we have oil here? We can create more jobs by producing more oil, by producing more gas, and keeping the money in-house. And it makes the price of gas or oil go down. What's bad about that? What's bad about holding these banks' feet to the fire and saying that you can't charge all these fees like this to people? What's wrong with that? They've been sticking people forever, and it's been okay. And one thing I've seen with banks, the way it used to be, if you went to the ATM machine, knowing, and I know this as a person, you go to the ATM machine knowing that you don't have $50 in your checking account, or you don't have $60 in your checking account. You only have $48 in your, but you go to the ATM and say, I need $60. And it gives you that $60. And get this, the bank know that you don't have $60 in the bank, right? But they give you that $60 because you asked for it. But because you asked for it, and because you don't have $60 in your account, we're going to give you the $60, but we're going to charge you for overdrafting your account. And we're going to charge you $35 for overdrafting your account. So now that $60, because they're going to get their $60 back. So they're going to get, so you only have $48. So they're going to get that $12 back. Okay? When you put your money in the bank, they're going to get that $12 back. And they're going to get another $35 on top of that. So they only gave you $12, but they're getting, what, $47 back? That's a great deal. I'll give you $12, and you give me $47 back. I'll do that every day of the week. I'll do that every hour of the day. What would that make me soon? Make me very, very rich, which is the exact same thing of the banks, very, very rich. And so Obama stopped that. You can't charge these fees like that. If someone comes to the bank and wants $60 and they only have $48 in there, they can't get $60. You can only get $40. And you won't be charged a fee for it because you got $40 in there. It's your money. Isn't that a good thing? Y'all don't hear me? Isn't that a good thing? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. So the ATM, the bank thing, isn't that a good thing? The gas coming down significantly, isn't that a good thing? That's just a couple of things I'm hitting on in the last, you know, about Obama, some things that he's done to help. Okay, Osama bin Laden, he came here when Bush was president, and he took ownership of bombing the World Trade Center, killing all these people, all these American people in the World Trade Center. Instead of going after Osama bin Laden, Bush is going to go after Saddam Hussein. Osama bin Laden is not Saddam Hussein. Why would you go after Saddam Hussein when Osama bin Laden has told you to bomb the World Trade Center? So when Obama gets in the office and you're already at war, you're already in Afghanistan, wherever bin Laden is, he went after bin Laden, found him, had him killed. Okay, was that a good thing? If Osama bin Laden was still alive today, do you think he would have done more to harm America? Do you think he would have spewed out more hate to his people, to hate America? Hell yeah. But Obama nipped that in the bud. But no one else could find Osama bin Laden. And those are just three things that I've hit on right there that Obama has done since he's been in the office. There are countless more. He has been unequivocally the most successful president in recent history, period. Don't get it strong. Don't get it confused, guys. He has been the most successful president in all the most recent years. More successful than Bush, more successful than Clinton, more successful than Reagan, all these guys. And you can't tell any different. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. Join me tomorrow. I'm going to have a tremendous show for you tomorrow. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Same time, same place, tomorrow. See you.
Really are now. We got to get in straight. How could I?